I'll be home.
This is New Rock.
And this is New Rock. Weezer, Troublemaker on X92.9.
Put me in a special school. Giving up.
Weezer, Troublemaker, the name of the song, X929, the name of the station, Josh Hawley, the name of me, grammatically not correct, but you get the idea. How are you? It's funny. Investigators said a Scooby-Doo character was attacked at Universal Studios in Florida for no apparent reason, and the guy who was actually charged with attacking Scooby-Doo is a corrections officer in Hillsborough County. Eddie Bronson claims he was simply petting Scooby, but eyewitnesses have a different story. They say that Bronson grabbed the character's head and started shaking it. Scooby broke free and started to walk away, and that's when Bronson used his fist to strike Scooby in the back of the head. The case now with the state's attorney's office. I Scooby-Doo. I like it. I don't like the movies that came out, the real-life movies. Bad idea. Just bad overall. But the cartoon was outstanding. Always ended the same way. They pull the mask off some old guy who's trying to get them to not move into a house or whatever the case might be. Oh, old Mr. Johnson, it was you. The original concept of Scooby-Doo bore the title Mysteries Five and featured five teens and their dog Too Much. Hey, Too Much. CBS executive in charge of children's programming at the time, Fred Silverman, allegedly came up with the name Scooby-Doo from hearing Frank Sinatra's version of Strangers in the Night. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. You know that song. The first episode of the cartoon was broadcast on September 13th, 69. And its final episode aired in 1985, 16 years later, and 13 seasons of original episodes. Scooby-Doo is actually a Great Dane who has spots. Great Danes in real life do not have spots. There you go. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Freshly squeezed for you.
New music
on Calgary's New Rock Alternative, X92.9.
Amberlin have a new album out. It's their first on a major. It's called New Surrender. They're from Winter Haven, Florida. The song we're going to play for you is called Feel Good Drag. It's on X92.9.
This is important. You are now at the threshold of an exciting new listening experience.
You're listening to Calgary's New Rock Alternative.
Step across and behold the panoramic splendor of Stereophonic Zone.
X92.9. For the X Army today at x929.ca. Get all the insider info on Calgary's New Rock Alternative.
X929.
Calgary's New Rock Alternative, X92.9. There is Blind Melon. If you were listening to the Rock Report last night, we talked about a new book that's coming out, the Chronicles, Blind Melon. Shannon Hoon passed away some time ago, but the band still continues. They're actually playing a show at the Stampede Casino on October 3rd, and I believe on that same day they'll be stopping here for an acoustic performance and a chat as well. It should be kind of cool. And apparently the new stuff is kind of good. I've heard a little bit of it, and it obviously doesn't sound the same, but it's still some pretty decent music. So it'll be interesting to have a chat with them. And you can hear all kinds of stuff along those lines, interviews, music news. Sometimes we delve into the world of film, sometimes into politics. It's The Rock Report. Runs from 6 till 7 weeknights here on X92.9.
X92.9 weather.
All right, today, cloudy, sunny periods, a high of 10. Tonight, clearing up near midnight, a low of 0. Maybe some frost. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, 60% chance of showers. Tomorrow night with a high of 11. Right now, it is cloudy and 9.
Calgary's new rock alternative. X92.9.
Are you smarter than the show? That's the question you can answer weekday mornings between 6 and 10 right here on X92.9. X92.9, there is Naveed, Our Lady Peace. It's Josh Holliday here. I like the Spider-Man movies. In terms of superhero movies, they've done a pretty good job. I don't know if this is necessary, but apparently it's in the works. A musical stage adaptation of Spider-Man. I've been in the works the past 3.5 years, and now apparently has a green light. Bono and U2 are set to write the music. A fourth Spider-Man movie coming out in 2011. Musical would mark Marvel Studios' expansion to the stage. It will probably hit Broadway in 2009, so next year, according to reports. Spider-Man on Broadway. It might be kind of cool, though. I mean, when I go to the theater, a lot of times I enjoy, because I used to use some tech theater, and I'm kind of a nerd, but I like magic stuff. So it's always interesting to see how they do kind of technical stuff to bring some of the action and the abilities to life. So I'd be interested to see the staging of that. But I don't know if it's a necessity to turn that movie into a musical.
I want to own my...
92.9 traffic.
29.ca.
News.